Rabbi Eli Rothberger. We're from Young Israel, Kaseya Clifton. We're continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shiur is on Maseches Brachos Daf Samach. And the topic is the prayer of Asher Yotzar, truly words of praise. Once again, the prayer of Asher Yotzar, truly words of praise. The Gemara on Daf Samach brings down a number of brachos that are said at different intervals in the day, in addition to different tefillos that the Gemara brings down, were said at that time. We don't follow this practice of saying these tefillos when we come in, but the Gemara actually mentions that there were two possible tefillos that were said before a person actually enters a Beis HaKisei to take care of one's personal needs. The Gemara, though, does mention the following: Ki Nothik, when one leaves the bathroom, Omer, he says the following bracha, Baruch, and the words, of course, obviously can be very familiar. Asher Yotzer es ha'adam b'chochma, uvaravo nikavim nikavim, chalolim chalolim, interesting, not chalolim chalolim, but chalolim chalolim. Galui v'yadulet nechiseich evodecha, she'imi paseich echon mehem, o yisaseim echon mehem, yivshar la'amod afanecha, my chasim, what do you seal the bracha with? In other words, what is the ending of this bracha? Amar Rav Rofei Cholim, Rav says, one who heals the sick. So Shmuel objects to Rav's answer, and he says, Amar Shmuel, Koshavinu Abba Lekuli Alma Katsiri, what, you're making everybody sick? Of course, it's true that Rav is going to be saying that, you know, listen, when a person has, before a person removes the waste from his body, yes, the body is not in the best shape, is not in as good as a shape as it is until the waste is removed, and the body definitely does have the potential to get sick. If Chas V'Shalom, a person can't remove waste from a body, then yes, of course, it's going to lead to sickness. However, at that particular time, Shmuel is going to say, listen, Mice, at the end of the day, a person is definitely not sick at that time, right? Not everybody who goes to the bathroom is sick before or physically sick. So, rather, what do? Shmuel's answer is, Rofei Cholbas, from one who heals everybody. In other words, he heals everybody and makes it potentially that they won't get sick. Rav Sheshes Amar Mafli Lasos, one who does wonders. Again, allowing the body to remove waste is a wondrous thing, which we thank Hashem for. So Amar Rav Papa says, you know something? Hilkach, therefore, Nemrin L'Tavayo, let's say both, Rofei Chobasar Mafli Lasos, and of course that is our practice. Before we get into the nature of Asher Yotzer, in terms of what type of bracha this is and the ramifications that it has, la'alacha, let's first look at the meaning of the bracha. And just, you know, small little editorial comment. We live in a society now where millions of dollars, millions of in books, films, routines by stand-up comedians have been made making what we call bathroom humor. And the truth of the matter is, as we're going to be learning in this year, going to the bathroom is not a laughing matter. It's, first of all, something which is a complete necessity. And second, it stretches the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of fixing our bodies. You know, in this past parasha, when we read Parshas Yisro, Yisro, who heard about all the Nisim and tried every Avodah Zarah in the book, as Chazal say, came to the realization of Hashem when he says, Atah yadati ki gadol Hashem mikol ha'alohim ki vadovar asher zodu aleihem. When he realized that, he saw exactly what the Mitzvah planned and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid back Mida Keneged Mida, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was watching over every single body with Hashgacha Pratis. Taking care of our bodily needs, especially going to the bathroom, these small things that we should consider mundane, is one of the ultimate expressions of Hashgacha Pratis, how Hashem lets us work. And that's why we have to be extremely thankful when we go to the bathroom. And that's why we're going to be spending a shiur dedicated to Asher Yotzer, of course, treating this not in a Chas V'Shalom brutish, raunchy type of humorous way, like the non-Jewish, like many in the non-Jewish world will do, but rather in a real manner of kavod to the Ribono Sholom. So before we can get into the nature of Asher Yotzer, let's look at the meaning of the bracha. The bracha has the words Yotzer es Adam bechachma, and has mafli lasos. What chachma and pella, wonder and wisdom, are there in describing the bracha? So we're going to have two opinions. One is Rashi, one is Tosos. Before we start with Rashi, let's go ahead and use a mushal to explain what Rashi is going to be saying before we read it inside. Rashi says, one can think of a mushal with a balloon. A giant balloon, no matter how big it is, once it gets the slightest hole in it, it automatically deflates. It can no longer hold any air. If you have a bottle that contains liquid or a jar, no matter how large or how sturdy, once it has a small nick in it, it can't and will not hold what it's supposed to hold. However, as Rashi says, when it comes to the body, umafli lasos, what's this pele and what's this chachma? It says, kineged she'aguf cholul kmo node. The body is hollow like the inside of a flask. The anod hazeh, regarding this flask, emish bo nekev, if it has a hole, ain't a ruach omid besocho, it can't keep in any air. Va'kodesh baruch hu, actually it's not a flask, actually a water sack or an air sack, right? Va'kodesh baruch hu, boras adam b'chachma, created a man with wisdom, u'boravo nekavim nekavim harbe, and created many openings, we had in our ears, our nose, our mouth, etc. Alpha pikein, even so, haruach besocho kol yamav, the wind or the air remains in a person his entire life, v'zohi pli of a chachma, and that's the wisdom and the wonder that no matter what, that even though we have a holes in our body, our air, our oxygen, our blood does not go out through the holes, but rather it stays in. That is the wonders of Hashem. Tos and the chachma and the wonders of Hashem. Tosus however explains that there's another aspect of the chachma. What is the chachma that Tosus says? So he brings down divrei ha-medrash tanchuma. Shachmach mehi shehiskin mizonosa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared his food, v'acharchach baro'o. And then he created him. Kedivri Chazal, like the way Chazal say, v'chach nivr be'erev Shabbos. Why was Adam created on Friday, the last day? He's the most important creation in the world, should have been created first. So the Medrash says, Kedishi yikonis l'su'uda miyat, so he was able to eat immediately, meaning everything was prepared. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have created Adam in Yom Rishon or Yom Sheni, would have nothing to eat. Thou came yisto. But now Hashem created him after everything was there, all the plants were there, all the trees were there. So that's what we say, Asher Yotzer Sa'adam Bechachma, that Hashem first created a source of sustenance for man and then created man. He gave him the food source to allow man to stay healthy and to thrive in the world. That is the idea of the Chachma and the Pele with Asher Yotzer. So we have two different ways to look at it. We have the idea of it being the fact that, according to Rashi, the body remains functional in spite of the natural tendencies that we have openings. The body still retains things inside. And Tosfos says it has to do with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the things for man to live a normal life, and then he created man. Sounds like a very nice machlokas, a very, very nice ideas, but is there any halachic basis or halachic implication to this machlokas? So we actually will develop an idea that will explain this machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, towards the end of this year, Bezer Hashem. But let's first start and say, what exactly is the type of bracha of Asher Yotzer? We know we have all different types of brachas. And Asher Yotzer, there's actually a machlokas as to where it falls in. There's one camp of Rishonim, including the Ritva Meseches Psachim, who says that Asher Yotzer is a bracha of Shevach. It's a bracha of praise. We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, at least right now, we'll just keep it simple, for doing what he does with our bodies and with our health. That's what this bracha is. The Rambam also seems to ascribe to this. And how do we see, you know, this? Well, the reason is because the Rambam places the halachos of Asher Yotzer in the halachos of tefillah, not the halachos of brachos, where they should belong. Tefillah, of course, is full of Shevach. So therefore, both the Ritva and the Rambam are going to hold that Asher Yotzer is really a bracha of Shevach, bracha of praise and Hodah. The Beis Yosef, however, writes differently. In Siman Zayin, he explains that if one makes a bracha of Asher Yotzer, that one makes a bracha on Asher Yotzer, if that one makes a bracha of Asher Yotzer, even on the simplest single tip of Mei Raglayim, the smallest amount of urine that comes out. Where else do we have a concept that you make a bracha on the smallest little amount? That's going to be Berachas V'Nanin. That's when it comes to Bracha Rishona. We know that there's no particular shear. There's no particular shear for Bracha Rishona. Any little bit of food that you eat counts. So in fact, this is what the Beis Yosef classifies the Bracha as. So what do we see? We see that there's a machlokas in the Rishonim as to whether Berachas Asher Yotzer is Bracha of Shevach, or it's a Hana, I forgot to mention, and Nana, Bracha and Nana, the Hana, of course, is a person goes to the bathroom uncomfortable, and when he leaves the bathroom, he's feeling better. You have a certain amount of Hana. There are a couple of nafkaminas as to what the nature of the Bracha is. One such case is, let's say a person is in the middle of davening, and there are certain times, you could always refer to the old charts in the back of the Siddur, which tell us when we're allowed to make an Asher Yotzer, when you're not allowed to make an Asher Yotzer. Clearly, during Birchos Kriya Shema, one's not allowed to make an Asher Yotzer. During Shemona Esrei, or Bengal Yisrael, Shemona Esrei, you can't. Let's say a person had to go to the bathroom. And what happens is, he comes outside and he realizes he can't make the Asher Yatzar. And he's in a situation where he can't say the bracha now, but he is allowed to answer a main. And he hears somebody making the bracha at that particular time. The question is he allowed to listen to that bracha, say a main, and be yotzi with that bracha from somebody else? Or actually in a situation where you can't say a main, right? Just listen to the bracha of Asher Yatzar from somebody else. Are you allowed to go ahead and be yotzi with somebody else's Asher Yatzar? So the truth is, it depends on the nature of the bracha. If it's a berachas shevach, a berachas of shevach is something we're all obligated to do. And it takes on a din of arivos. The din of arivos or arvos is that when I'm chayef to do a mitzvah, I'm able to go ahead and use my obligation to do a mitzvah to help another person perform that same mitzvah, even though I've already done that mitzvah before. Classic example, two classic examples. If I was already had made kiddush and somebody comes to my house to eat a Shabbos food and didn't make kiddush yet, I'm allowed to make kiddush again for them. I was yotzi the mitzvah. That's fine. The idea of Kol Yisrael, of Eirum Zelazeh, allows me to go ahead and do it again. If I went ahead and heard Megillah, or I went ahead and heard Tekiah Shofar and Shul, and then there was a person who wasn't able to come to Shul to hear the Megillah or to hear Shofar, Bezer Shem, a lot of people having babies, that's the only reason, of course, why we don't want anybody to come to Shul. We don't want anybody to Chas V'Shalom to be sick, but let's just say there's a situation where good reason why a person couldn't come to Shul to hear Megillah or to hear Tekiah Shofar. And I was already Yotzi. I can still do that. I can still do that mitzvah. I can still do that mitzvah, and I will be Yotze. I'll be Motzi that person. When do we say there's a din of Arevus, though? We say there's a din of Arevus or Arvus only in a situation where both are Chayiv. If one person is Chayiv in the mitzvah and the other person is not Chayiv in the mitzvah, we don't say there's din of Arvus. Meaning, if somebody goes ahead and picks up an apple and doesn't know the bracha, or can't make the bracha, and goes to me, could you make the bracha on this for me? And I'm not planning to eat. I can't make that bracha for him. You cannot do it by a bracha of nenin. The only time I can make a birchas of nenin for somebody is if I'm particular eating that food also. That's like on Shabbos when everybody sits down to the table and one person makes a motzi. And obviously the halacha applies during the week also, but practically it almost never happens during the week. It almost only happens on Shabbos. But be it as it may, in that situation, you can only be motzi somebody if you're obligated also. And you have the same obligation when it comes to Asher Yatzar. You're not going to the bathroom together. If you're eating together, it's one thing. You're not going to the bathroom together. So there is no joint shared obligation. So that's the whole question. If you're going to say Asher Yatzar is a bracha on a sheva, so yes, then you could be yotzi with somebody else's bracha. But if you're going to be saying Asher Yatzar as a din in Birchos Nenin, you can't. Second Daf Gemina is going to do with the posture of the bracha. Doesn't need to be said b'amida. We have a rule that says Berachos HaShevach must be said b'amida, while Berachos HaNenin do not need to be said b'amida. So again, if you're going to be telling me that Asher Yatzar is a bracha of Shevach, so then you have to stand up. If you're going to say it's a Berachos HaNenin, you can sit down. Third Naf Kumina is brought down by the Sefer Nezer to feel, and that has to do with timing. If you're going to be saying that Asher Yatzar is a Berachos HaShevach, you have to make the bracha immediately. You learned in last week's shir. When it comes to thunder and lightning, same type of thing. It's got to be said right away. Remember that a person is in the bathroom and they hear thunder and lightning. If they can come out, tochadei dibur, and say the bracha, then they make it. If not, they can't. Right? It's the same type of thing. It's like a new, almost like a new ma'aseh bereishis. It's not like a mountain that's there all the time. A person didn't have to go to the bathroom before. Now they have to go to the bathroom now. So if you're going to be saying it's a berachas shevach, so yeah, you have to make the bracha right away. If it's a berachas anen, and you have a shir, you have a little bit more time. And therefore, if you didn't make it right away, you still have a chance to make it. So until now, we've discussed whether Asher Yatzar is a bracha of Shevach or Asher Yatzar is a bracha of Hodah. I'm sorry, a bracha of Nernin. Within the Shevach camp, though, there's a further question. What exactly is this a Shevach on? And this is a chakir that's brought up in many and brought up amongst the Achronim, because there are really two ways to look at Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar, on one hand, can be a bracha of Shevach on simply what? You're going to the bathroom before a person was feeling uncomfortable, and you had certain waste in your body, which could be harmful for the body. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows it to happen that you go to the bathroom, you make yourself feel more comfortable, and your body is now on a healthier track. So in that case, we need to that deserves shevach, that deserves praise. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the opportunity. Or else there's another possibility that really what is the Shevach of Asher Yatzar? The real Shevach of Asher Yatzar is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in a world where he could be healthy. and in a world where he has the things that are ready for him. It's just that type of a bracha can't be made all the time. So what did Chazal do? Chazal said that for that particular bracha, you know what? Really, the chiyuv exists all the time. However, we took the chiyuv and we placed it in a situation that we make it only when a person goes into the bathroom. Meaning, really, the mechayev of Asher Yotzer is man's existence and man's health. What the Chachamim did was they took that chiyuv and imposed it upon when you go to the bathroom. So again, is it a shevach of going to the bathroom, or is it a shevach simply on the good health? With this, we could actually explain the machlokas Rashi and Tosas we said above. Rashi above said that the idea of Asher Yotzer and the Chachma of Asher Yotzer was the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the body in a way, in a miraculous way, that there are openings, the body is open, and yet everything stays inside that has to stay inside. A person does not go ahead and remove his vital organs when he goes to the bathroom, or when a person exhales. So comes Rashi, what's Rashi really telling us? So, the Sefer Bikuri Eretz explains what Rashi is really telling us is that Asher Yotzer is really a din in going to the bathroom. It's a bracha on the bathroom, because look at it again. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with such amazing kindness that things stay in the body when the vital organs stay in the body even though they're holes. When a person goes to the bathroom, what's exactly happening? That's being manifested completely. Why? Things are being removed and things are staying in. Baruch Hashem, a person goes to the bathroom, his intestines stay in, his heart stays in. So the fact that you see that the body is open, the body is removing stuff, and the vital stuff stays in, that's a cause for Shevach. That's how Rashi is going to explain it, that really Asher Yotzer is really a din and a bracha of going to the bathroom. And the going to the bathroom is such a thing because, it's such a thing that it's mechayev a bracha because of the plea that it's chalal, and yet everything stays in. There are openings and things remain. Tosus is going to be saying that no, the idea of Asher Yotzer, the Chachma is what? The Chachma is Kadosh Baruch Hu created all our needs first. He created our food, and then he created a man. So when a man comes into the world, he's able to go ahead and benefit immediately. Here he's going to be saying that Asher Yotzer is a bracha on that. What happens? We can't go ahead and just thank Hashem indiscriminately and just make brachas 24 hours a day. Rather, we have to find a situation which allows it. The situation that's going to allow it is when a person goes to the bathroom. When a person does that, that's where we're going to say this bracha. So there you see that there's a nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. Now, lahalacha, is there a nafkamina between the two? So there is a case. It's brought down by the Beis Yosef. Case brought down by the Beis Yosef is, what happens if a person goes to the bathroom and forgets to make an Asher Yotzer, and shortly while afterwards, an hour after, he needs to go to the bathroom again, and he realized that he didn't make an Asher Yotzer the first time. Does he make one Asher Yotzer, or does he make two Asher Yotzers? So the Bikuri Eretz says this is exactly the Shaila that we're speaking about. Is Asher Yotzer a din in the bathroom, or is Asher Yotzer a din in good health? If you're going to say Asher Yotzer is a din in the bathroom, so really what? There was a chiyuv to make Asher Yotzer the first time, and there's a chiyuv to make Asher Yotzer the second time. So what happens? You missed your chiyuv the first time. You weren't able to fulfill the chiyuv the first time. You can at least go ahead and make up the second time. And how do we know that you can go ahead and make up something that you missed by doing something twice another time? We have the concept by tefillah. We know if a person goes ahead and misses a shachris, he can daven mincha twice. He misses a mincha, he can daven ma'ariv twice. So here also, a person who goes to the bathroom, forgets to make Asher Yotzer, goes to the bathroom again, so he can go ahead and say an Asher Yotzer twice. That's one way to look at it. That's how the Beis Yosef is going to be saying it. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down other Achronim who disagree with this. And they say that no, Asher Yotzer is a bracha generally on your health. Asher Yotzer is something, it's not compared to tefillah, it was a chiyuv every single time you go to the bathroom. And every bathroom is mechayev you a new bracha. No, it happens to be said at a certain time. So you missed the time an hour ago. Fine, you missed the time an hour ago. You have a new time now. And now it's a new chiyuv that's created right now. But it's not on every single time. It's just a new opportunity to make the bracha. You missed one opportunity. Okay, you missed the opportunity. But it's not that etzem every time a person goes to the bathroom, there's a chiyuv generated to make an Asher Yotzer, and if you miss it, you can make it up afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah ends up paskening that We do follow the second way. We don't require a second Asher Yatzar because of Suffolk Brachos Lahakel. But what do we see? Again, we see that there are two ways to understand Asher Yatzar, whether it's a Birchas Hananin or Birchas HaShevach. Within Birchas HaShevach, is it a Shevach of going to the bathroom, or is it a Shevach on general good health? And what's always important is to keep that in mind, that whenever we do something mundane, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he is the one who makes the wonders into something mundane. And unless we stop for a moment to think about it, it's something we can chas v'shalom take for granted. And good health is something we don't want to take for granted, but rather something we're thankful for all the time. Kol tov, have a wonderful week.